but who's going to watch his dog?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama is headed south today. He'll go to Mexico on his way to a big summit in Trinidad and Tobago. From the Marketplace America's desk in Miami, Dan Gretsch joins us. Dan, with all that the president has got to do in this country, Mexico emerges as a priority. Why is that?
There's one simple reason: drug violence. There have been 10,000 murders in the last 2 years because of Mexico drug gangs, and a lot of that violence has started to spread across the border into the U.S. There's another small issue that Obama needs to deal with, which is we're in the middle of a trade war with Mexico right now. We agreed to allow Mexican truckers back in 1995 to drive into the U.S., and the Teamsters Union has blocked that ever since. So Mexico finally retaliated and put tariffs on 90 U.S. products.
And how is the American recession affecting Mexico and Latin America in general?
You know, Mexico's economy has been crushed by the U.S. recession. They have seen a 30% devaluation of the peso as foreign investors flee Mexico, even though there's nothing fundamentally wrong with their economy there.
Okay, so up next, as we said, the Summit of the Americas. The president travels to that tomorrow. What's he hope to accomplish there?
Well, sort of like in Mexico, the entirety of Latin America has felt a huge hit from the U.S. recession. And there's a lot of resentment about this. These are countries that worked really hard in recent years and at the U.S.'s urging to fix their economies, to privatize, to make their banks work. They've done well. And the U.S. messed up, and Mexico and the rest of Latin America have felt it in the form of less foreign investment and huge devaluations. So President Obama does have a lot to answer for, though there is some hope that he'll be able to bring a new tone to the relationship.
Dan Gretsch at the Marketplace America's desk in Miami. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Bill.
Before the president leaves Washington today, he will announce the government's plan to build new high-speed passenger rail lines. This is part of his economic stimulus package, $8 billion this year for high-speed and intercity rail. The goals are admirable: connecting cities, creating jobs, saving energy. So why are there so many skeptics? Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
High gas prices sparked an 18% increase in Amtrak riders over the past 2 years. California voters have approved $10 billion in bonds for high-speed lines, and governors from Ohio to Missouri are asking for billions more for fast-track lines in the Midwest. But Ross Capon, the president of the National Association of Railroad Passengers, says only so much can be done right now.
What you're going to mainly see is incremental improvements to the existing services, even though it's far more than the U.S. has ever put into this business before.
I think it's $8 billion down the drain.
The Cato Institute's Randall O'Toole says existing high-speed rail lines in the Northeast, as well as in Europe and Japan, have yet to prove cost-effective.
There's not been a high-speed rail system anywhere in the world that has relieved traffic congestion on adjacent highways because so few people use them.
The administration is said to be looking at subsidies for as many as 6 high-speed lines throughout the country. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Asian markets were mixed on the day. China said its growth slowed in the first quarter, but not as much as some had feared. European shares are up over 1%. The Finnish cell phone giant Nokia said this morning its profits plummeted 90% in the first quarter. Just not enough demand for mobile phones. Yesterday, the Dow gained 109 points to 8,029. The Nasdaq was flat. The S&P 500 was up over 1%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
One of the biggest commercial real estate collapses in U.S. history happened earlier this morning. General Growth Properties is the second largest owner of shopping malls in America, or it was. It just filed for bankruptcy. This recession has been lethal for malls, just way too many empty storefronts. One company that has been thriving in shopping malls is the language instruction business Rosetta Stone. You might have seen one of their many kiosks in a mall near you. Later today, Rosetta Stone will hold its initial stock offering. Yes, they're going public today in one of the worst bear markets in years. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us why.
Ilya Novaka is one of 25 students facing a quiz on Rosetta Stone software today.
They're saying number three. I got it right.
Right now, Rosetta Stone is facing a test of its own. The company sells software to the military, schools, and consumers who want to learn languages from Arabic to English. And it's been pretty successful. Since 2007, its profit has more than quadrupled. And now, Rosetta Stone wants to sell stock worth about a third of the company. David Menlo has advised businesses about their IPOs for 20 years.
Unless there is a compelling reason why they need to get this money into their accounts now, my advice would be do not sell your stock now.
Rosetta Stone hopes to raise more than $50 million with this public offering. Menlo says it could more than double that if it only waited. But there are reasons to list now. The money raised with the stock sale can be used to pay off debts. Or tech analyst Rob Enderle says to buy up competitors.
If they can time it right and it's a good one, then 10 years from now, they might be the only major player in the segment. Sometimes it's worth taking a major risk for that kind of an outcome.
There's just one problem. Enderle says Rosetta Stone may not be well known enough to generate the kind of buzz that gets people buying. And if it doesn't open well, buyers are so skittish it could hurt the IPO market for others. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And one more initial offering today. The New York Yankees open play in America's most expensive stadium, $1.5 billion. The game is sold out with tickets going for as much as $2,600. Hey, what recession? Play ball. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.